Blog Talk Radio.
You are here. Moving in on me, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in on me, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, working in this place, I worship you, I worship you. Hey, we need a miracle worker from the light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We need a miracle worker from the light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here. Touching every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around, I worship you, I worship you. You are here, mending every heart, I worship you, I worship you. We make a miracle walk and promise the light of the darkness. That is who you are. We make a miracle walk and promise the light of the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. To it all. Jesus.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning. Today is Sunday, July 5th, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Reverend Alethea. This is Deacon Avia, and at this time I ask if you can please place your phones on mute before we begin prayer. Thank you. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see a new day. On this first Sunday, Communion Sunday, continue to open our hearts and minds to who Jesus really was and still is. Let us be open to continue to discover who we are individually and as a body of believers. We are your vessels of love and light. Continue to place us where we need to be to do your work. Allow us to be used the way that you see fit to be most effective. As we drink the wine and eat the bread today, let it remind us of the work of Jesus. Thank you for both using us and helping us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And once again, I just want to say good morning and welcome everyone to the Pavilion of God. We welcome you this morning and pray that you're blessed by today's service and that you would continue to worship with us in the upcoming weeks. Now it's time for our announced concerns and affirmations. We continue to pray for Black Lives Matter, the coronavirus pandemic, and the healing for the many families and loved ones who are grieving from this. Also, we want to pray for comfort for the Happily family, healing for Akintunde Paul, Taniqua James, who's had a bone marrow transplant, also Michaela, who's in Jamaica, who was challenged with sickle cell anemia. We want to send up extra prayers because today she's preparing for surgery, so please continue to lift her up during this time. That's very difficult for her as a young woman and for her family. Please continue to lift her family also in prayer. We also would like to affirm health and prosperity for Daisy Hannah, who's in New Jersey, also for Carol Meikle, who's in New York, and also for our young adults who are in our congregation. We would also like to affirm the Bass family, who are still dealing with the loss of Gwinnell's husband. So please continue to lift them in prayer as well. Our July birthdays, July 6th, Reverend Alethea, our very own, having another birthday, so happy birthday to her. Also, July 19th is Latrice Clyburn, and July 31st, Hallie Beth. She will be 10 years old. Those 10 years went by super quick, and we just are really proud of Hallie and wish her a happy birthday when that time comes. Also, we want to remind you that on Wednesdays, we have prayer meeting at 7 p.m. on Zoom, and a link will be sent so you will be able to connect on that prayer line. Also, on Wednesdays, we have a prayer line on Wednesdays, 6 a.m. and 12 noon. So you can share your prayer concerns. And the number for that is 701-801-1220. And the code number is 509-296-035, followed by the pound sign. Also, Reverend Alethea can be contacted at 202-365-2842, or you can reach her by email at reverendalethea@gmail.com. And at this time, if there are any other prayer concerns, you may unmute your phone at this time. Are there any prayer requests this morning?
Yes, this is.
Okay. Is this Daisy?
No, that is not me speaking.
Okay, I thought you were about to start speaking. Does anyone
have
a
question? No,
it was Carol.
This is Carol. Michaela, she has a horrible, horrible week. She is just screaming. The pain is so terrible. And her mom was told by the nurse that the medication they are giving Michaela at this time, it's not good for her because three kids she used to be in the hospital with, had died in the past.
Carol, I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but it's there's somebody else talking on the phone while you're talking because they haven't muted their phone. But we can only have one person unmute the phone at a time who's speaking at the time because we can't hear who's trying to share a prayer request.
Okay.
So if there's someone else talking, if you could please mute your phone so Carol can finish.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Carol. Okay.
Yes. Last Wednesday, she being in a very terrible situation. The pain is so horrible. Yes. When her mom called, she's just screaming. And the nurse told the mother that she's in a very bad state at this time. The medication is not doing them well. It is more... It's like the kids that are taking it is dying. For the past 2 weeks, three kids pass. And she is saying they have to take her off that. And her elbow is swollen big. So they're going to have to do surgery to clean up whatever it is inside. It's not a good situation at this time. So I'm asking for prayer again.
Absolutely,
she
Carol.
Is going to a horrible situation.
Absolutely,
but, you know,
Carol.
I'm still holding the faith that God is going to take her through it. God did it so
Amen.
Many times already. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. And Omar's birthday has a birthday on the 22nd. On the 22nd. On the 2nd of July.
Oh, the 2nd of July.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll get him on for next week, the July 2nd.
Thank you, Carol.
And we are
absolutely
with you and your family at this time, praying for you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Good to hear your voice.
You're welcome. So happy when I hear one of you guys' voice too. You know, it kind of gives me comfort. Yeah.
Good. And that's how it's supposed to be. So good. Thank you, Carol. Does anyone else have a prayer concern, affirmation, or celebration they would like to share at this time?
Good morning. This is Bobby.
Yeah, this is Lauren.
Okay. Baba Charles, go ahead first, and then Warren, you can go right after Baba Charles.
Okay, a good friend of the family, Patricia Marshall, and family.
Absolutely. Thank you, Baba Charles. And Warren, you may share what you have to say at this time.
Yeah, my niece Tia in New Jersey.
Okay, absolutely. Continuing to pray for Tia, Warren. Thank you for sharing. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time?
Good morning.
Well, if
and
not,
praise the Lord.
Good morning, Minister Darrell.
God bless y'all. Just wanted to continue to remember those who are on the front lines, the medical healthcare professionals, in the hot spots all throughout the country that have cropped back up again or just continued and where it's kind of raging right now. Prayer for them, a prayer for all of those who are, of course, diagnosed and dealing with the symptoms of the COVID crisis and all those who have been adversely impacted in the name of Jesus, dealing with financial difficulties, et cetera, just remembering all of them in the name of Jesus and praying for God's grace in the midst of their individual situations. Amen, as they're dealing with the challenges. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Daryl, for sharing and remembering. That's important. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time?
Yes, this is Diane. I'm asking prayer for my nephew, Will Taylor. He suffers from Crohn's disease, but he's having a really terrible time with it, and his doctor is going to be trying something new. So I'm asking prayer that this new approach will be successful and he can get some relief for his condition.
Amen. Thank you. And good morning, Diane. Good to hear your voice. And thank you for sharing. Good morning. Are there any other concerns, affirmations, or celebrations at this time? All right. Well, then at this time, I would ask that you please mute your phones back. We're going to have Minister Helene. She's going to do our prayer of comfort. And then after that, we will do our offering. So, Minister Helene, at this time, would you please give the prayer of comfort?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Lord God, we know that you're with each and every one of us, despite wherever it is that we are in this world. And right now, this moment, we come together so we can beseech you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you cover the pavilion of God, our entire congregation, our entire family and friends, with your grace, with your mercy, with your healing hands. Lord God, we're asking that you look out for Mama Carol as she is away from us, but she's here with us in spirit. We ask that you surround her entire family, Michaela especially, and with Kaniqua, and all of her family is here healing and surrounding each other with love and support. We ask that you surround Mama Diane with your love and your healing hands. We ask that you surround Mama Daisy with your loving arms and healing hands. Lord God, we ask that you surround the Bass family as they are going through this transition that we know is part of life, but it's still hard. Lord God, we're asking that each and every name that has been called out today, each and every name that has not been called out, their prayers are heard, Lord. We know that you know each and every request, each and every need, whether spoken or spoken, unspoken. Lord God, we're going to ask that you protect the family of the Withers, the Smith Withers family, the Papa Charles made a request, and we want to ask that you honor that request, Lord. All these things, Lord, are needed. We're asking you, Lord. We're beseeching you. We're asking that you just sort of keep us comforted, Lord God. Those people who are dealing with COVID-19, recovering, our own Tammy, who had suffered with the virus and has recovered, but we still want to make sure that she is understood and heard, Lord. We want you to take a special thought, Lord, and healing hand and a protective hand for those on the first line who are out there making sure that those who are in need are being cared for properly. We want you to extend your great, great positional needs and hands to them so they are making the right decisions. We want to ask, Lord, that you surround and protect those who are part of the Black Lives Matter movement, because, yes, it's this next wave of the civil rights movement, and we know that this is all about justice. This is all about justice, Lord, and that is just what you are. Lord God, we want you to surround us all. We want you to hear the prayers of our people. We want you to console our hearts and our minds. And we're giving it up to you, Lord, to handle it so that your will can be done. Lord God, we thank you so much. We praise you so much for all the wonderful things that you're able to do in our lives. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Helene. As we prepare for our offering, let me remind you of the variety of ways that you can give. You may send using PayPal, which is pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com. You may use Cash App, which is the $ Pavilion of God, or you may use an envelope and a stamp and mail it to P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C., 20017. And at this time, let us prepare for our offering. Dear God, make us a cheerful giver of all of our tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let us give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. We have nothing without you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And at this time, we will hear Withholding Nothing. And after that, the next voice you'll hear will be Reverend Olivia.
Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you, everything I give to you. I give you all, all the Lord.
White Americans to identify the disparities in housing, education, employment, and access to health care, and certainly the disparities in policing and the disparities that the Black community knows all too well. In addition, both the coronavirus and the Black Lives Matter movement have changed how we celebrate the 4th of July. Gwinnell reminded me with a post, text message, that the 4th of July is 15 days, just 15 days after our celebration of Juneteenth, just 15 days after Juneteenth. Another way of looking at the 4th of July. The 4th of July is no longer the day people are encouraged to gather together in large groups for cookouts or fireworks or even go to the beach. And if we gather, even in small groups, the warning of the day is to wear face covering. And the Black Lives Matter movement has changed the 4th of July's focus from business as usual to protest against business as usual in any form. Instead of the national anthem, the song of the day is the national Black anthem. And even the NFL has decided to play Lift Every Voice and Sing Before Week One football games in the upcoming season. Whoa, things have changed. Things have changed. We have a new song and a renewed song in our hearts and a revived passion for justice. A lot of things look different at the midpoint of 2020. Who knew? God knew.
Hallelujah.
Who knew? God knew. Change can sometimes be difficult, while at other times it
Amen.
Can simply be a relief or a victory after a long fought journey.
Amen.
A change can also be the proof of life, the evidence of things hoped for. Change can be a sign of the movement of the Holy Spirit. Do not conform to the pattern
yes.
of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, God's good, pleasing, and perfect will. Those words are from Romans 12. You can write that down. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change. Yes, the change of your mind. What is transformation if it is not change? But conforming is what most of us frequently do. We mindlessly conform. We conform to what others do, and if we're not conforming to what others do, we conform to what we did yesterday. Mm-hmm. Somebody ought to say yes. We conform to we did yesterday. We're quick to say,
Amen.
I always do this, or I always
Amen.
Do that. I always go here, or I always go there. You know how we like to
Amen.
Always justify what we're doing, what we're thinking, by what we did or what we thought.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen.
Me too. From time to time, I end up in the mindless mode of conforming. Not because I mean to conform, but it takes intentionality and discipline
mm-hmm.
to renew
yes.
my mind. And Christian transformation requires Christian discipline. I'm going to say that again. Christian transformation requires Christian discipline, which means placing yourself under orders. you know.
Hallelujah.
Baba Charles knows about being under orders from military life. Daryl knows about that from military or life when you're under orders. But I'm talking about being under man's orders, but under divine orders.
Hallelujah.
It is not mere business, the mere business of self-improvement. And I want us all to think about self-improvement. But I want us to be mindful about spiritual transformation, divine transformation, divine renewal of our mind. So what do you do to renew your mind? Have you made a personal commitment to renew your mind? Do you have a plan for the renewal of your mind? Has it occurred to you that all spiritual growth requires change?
Hallelujah.
If you don't know what you're doing to renew your mind, if you haven't made a personal commitment to renew your mind, or if you don't have a plan for the renewal of your mind, then there's a great possibility that you're conforming to this world.
Come on now.
And you're missing out on being in alignment with the will of God for your life. But beloved, God has a plan for each of you.
Amen.
And you don't want to miss out on knowing, you don't want to miss out on discerning what God's will is, God's good and pleasing and perfect will is. Now, so there's hope. Don't despair. Even if you don't know what you're doing to renew your mind, or if you don't have a personal commitment yet to renew your mind, or if you don't have a plan for the renewal of your mind, things are not so dire if you're seeking a personal relationship with God. And if you've already accepted Christ as your Savior, then you're already on the path to steady growth.
Hallelujah.
Don't despair, because the Holy Spirit intercedes for you. The Spirit helps you in your weakness. You don't have to know what you ought to pray for. Just think about that. You don't have to know what you ought to pray for, because the Spirit himself intercedes for you through wordless groans. That's what the Word of God says. The Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Now that's good news. Hallelujah. That's good news.
Yes, yes.
If you're in the worship today, if you're listening to this message, I mean opening your hearts to this message, if you're opening your mind to this message, if you're not saying I'm okay or I'm terrible, life is bad and there's no hope, but if you have hope and you're listening, if you're desiring God in your life, if you're desiring a change, then that's an indication. It's a sign that you're seeking to hear God's voice and to experience God's presence.
Hallelujah.
I want you to trust that you're on a path of transformation. And the prayer is that you seek the change. The prayer is that you seek the growth. You need to be transformed.
Yes,
yes. Now, for your identification, the Word of God identifies tools that enable you to move away from conforming to this world, and tools that open the door for the renewing of your mind. It's in the Word of God. It's in the way we practice our faith. One tool is worship, prayer, there's confession, there's praise and fasting and service. Those are but a few of the tools that are available to all of us for transformation. Use the tools. There's so many ways of disciplines of the Spirit that yield to the renewing of your mind and to change and to growth. As you study the Word, as you pray for renewal, I'm imploring that you pray for the transforming of your mind. pray for that. And as the Holy Spirit intercedes in your life, possibilities abound. Creative intelligence, magnet change is all around you.
Hallelujah.
It's all around you. Black Lives Matter movement, change is all around you. But change, transformation needs to be happening within you, not just around you. Change needs to be happening within you. Monday. Thank you, Avia. Monday, tomorrow is my birthday. And birthdays are always a time of celebration, but more than celebration of my birthday, it's a time that I embrace for conscious, intentional change and spiritual renewal. I mean, I focus on that day to day and week to week, but there are certain times that we need to set aside to just kind of check in with the Lord to see that we're on a path of spiritual renewal and transformation.
Hallelujah.
One of my personal birthday traditions is to do something physical that honors and shows thankfulness for my body temple. Thank God for your body temple. Just putting that out there. After all, birthdays are counted based on the number of days you've been on this earth in physical form. So every birthday, I thank God by using my body in some way. For years, I swim laps, or I'd go biking, or I'd walk, or even jog for a few miles. I remember one of my birthdays, I was training for a marathon, and I did 10 miles. Thank God for that, that I can look back on and know my faithfulness to honor the body that the Lord has given me. This year, I will be in my yoga class on my birthday tomorrow. I will be sitting in my yoga class in Tadasana, standing in mountain pose, bending into child pose, and doing other sundry asanas as directed by my yoga teacher. And I want you to know how God works, you know?
Hallelujah.
God works. I knew that I want to honor this body temple, and when the pool closed down, the Lord opened a yoga class taught by my cousin. You see, if your heart is desiring transformation, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your door.
Come on now.
Believe me, after an hour in yoga, I'm stretched beyond measure, and I'm thankful for the body I have despite the physical challenge that plagued my body. For years, water or whatever exercise I embraced on my birthday was embraced prayerfully and joyfully, rarely easily, but always with the intentionality to be in alignment with the will of God for my life. My heart's desire, my daily prayer has been and is to be in alignment, to be in alignment with the will of God for my life.
Yes.
My desire is to live into the invitation of Romans 12:2, to not conform to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Don't make your mind up and think you know it all. Allow your heart to be open so that your mind might be renewed.
Yeah.
The word goes on to say then to be able to test and approve what God's will is.
Yeah.
God's good,
hallelujah,
pleasing, and perfect will for your life. How I treat my mind, body, and soul matter to God. It matters. When we talk about God's will for our lives and about God's transforming our minds, we're not usually including our bodies, but our thoughts and our minds have a direct impact on our body and our soul. And our soul and body affect our thoughts. So if you are frustrated, If you are unhappy, if you are aggravated, you need to pray for renewing of your mind. Don't just say, Lord, take it away. Say, Lord, renew my mind. The Word of God says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy, anything worthy of praise, think about these things.
Yes.
Think about these things that will aid to the renewing of your mind. It will change your understanding of yourself. It will change the understanding of the world. It will change your understanding of yourself in the world.
Hallelujah.
So what you do, what do you do to renew your mind? Have you made a personal commitment to renew your mind? Do you have a plan for the renewal of your mind? Tomorrow may not be your birthday, but it will be a new day and another opportunity for you to stop walking lockstep with the way it used to be for you. You hear that? It will be an opportunity for you to decide to stop walking in alignment with the world.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to conform with family patterns. You know those family patterns. You don't have to conform with the family. You don't have to conform with old habits that are tearing you down. You don't have to conform to the sadness or the loss and the pain of the loss and as a way of defeat or self-punishment. Do you know sometimes we conform with sadness to punish ourselves?
Yes.
Because we've either been told that we deserve it or we believe we deserve it. Let it go. Don't conform with those patterns of the world. You don't have to conform with cultural patterns that don't reflect the God in you. Because you have a diagnosis, it doesn't have to be your prognosis. The way out is the way in. God always provides a way of escape. I'm praying, I'm speaking to somebody today who wants to get away from pain. Don't run away. Run in to you, into the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit that indwells in you. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't conform to your addictions. Be renewed. Let yourself know that God has given you a way of escape. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is for your life. The word in Corinthians is strong. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Beloved, change is in the air. Yes, change is in the air. It's everywhere. We see it with Black Lives Matter movement at the signs erased as we protest. We see it as statues come down. Change is in the air. Allow the change to be in you. Allow the change to be in you. God gives us power. God gives us mercy. God gives us grace. God gives us a way of escape, a way of change. Amen, amen, and amen. And I invite you to prepare for communion. as we listen now. Together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, and blessed it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." Minister Helene, will you give a prayer for the bread?
Yes, yes. Almighty God, thank you so much for bringing us together today to remember, to commemorate, to remember the life that Jesus laid down for us, that it was broken, that was crucified, that was punctured. Lord God, we pray for this bread that we are taking today in remembrance of the body that Jesus offered up for us that we may live forever. We ask for these things and we pray these words in the name of his sacrifice. And amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Beloved, let us eat together. In the same manner, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. As often as you drink of it, do so in remembrance of me." Deacon Charles will now say the prayer for the cup.
I ask you to close your eyes. Vision you sitting there at the table with Jesus at the center. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the light. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, who paved the way. We thank you for this blood that he shared. We thank you for the new beginnings. The new beginnings. We don't have to go back to the way it used to be. Because Jesus has opened that door. Jesus has opened that door for us all. We just give you the honor, the praise, and the glory as we take of this cup in remembrance of you.
Amen. Beloved, let us drink together. Amen. Beloved, now I invite you to seek a new relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Renewal. Renew your faith. Jesus prays for us. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I need you. And I'm humbly calling out to you. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing things in my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. We thank God for saving us. If you pray that prayer, know that God has saved you. If you choose to renew your faith and thank God for saving you, please consider being a part of our fellowship. Beloved, we are here to walk with you and to support you. Thank God for this day. Oh God, we say, enable us to go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say, amen, amen, and amen, and hug somebody.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been
deliver.
In your presence, Lord. Pray in favor. And right now.
Okay.
This is Carol.
trying to report that Kaniqua. Hello? Yes,
George.
I was trying to report
the
that Kaniqua.
Kayne. By birth, his mother's name is Payne. The name Everett Payne. Oh my goodness. That's two of them. Two Everett Payne.
Indeed.
Okay, see how some
Mama
people
Carol know that we're going to keep on praying for your Michaela. Amen.
Yes.
God bless everyone.
Reverend Tanitia?
Yes.
I was
I'm
trying
not,
to report that Kaniqua, our mom told me last night that she did an MRI. They did a full body MRI, and she is doing excellent.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Prayer changes
yes.
things. Amen.
Oh,
we just
yes,
go
it
right.
does.
Thank God for the good
right.
report.
Right.
Yes.
God
Have
bless.
A great week, everybody. God bless.
God bless Daisy. God bless everyone.
Yeah. Thank you. A beautiful service, and I'm glad I did my communion. Take care, Carol,
Amen.
Everyone. Helene,
Thank
thanks
you.
For noticing me. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Talk to you. Mama Helene?
No,
I'm Daisy glad to hear that. Yes. Kaniqua is doing very well.
Okay. I
Great.
Am closing the screen.
All our organs, everything is doing fine.
Amen. Good to hear your voice. And good to hear the report.
Awesome.
Amen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Here, 1 month. I tried those.